Right, as we get started this morning, I want to ask you a question. And the question is this: if you were to describe this past week, or even this past month, or even this past year, with one word, what would that word be? I suppose depending on each of our experiences and the things that we've come through and the paths that we've taken, every word will be different. Maybe even in the past day, if you were trying to figure out how you would describe what life has been like. This past week for me, I would use the word unexpected. Unexpected highs, brilliant times, but equally unexpected lows. As I said, it was my birthday on Wednesday. I got some unexpected gifts, and that was nice. But if you were to think about how you cope today with the unexpected, I wonder how you would answer. Do you panic? Is that your autopilot when something comes in that just gives you a curveball? Or do you look for the purpose and think, right, there's something in this. I need to learn a lesson. Or do you pray like you've never prayed before? Because I'm going to be honest, I sometimes thrive on the unexpected, right? And other times, it can totally floor me. I don't know if you're the same. So think about it now. What's your past week been like? And you've got your word. How you coped with that? I want to speak to you a wee bit personally today in terms of this unexpected week that I've got. But I've got two simple thoughts that I want to just leave with you today. Really simple, but lessons that I've learned this week that I've had to lean in on. And this might just be a word for you as well. Because based on this past week and the personal reflections and the things that I've learned and leaned on, these simple truths, the words of Jesus, I believe could change your life because it's changed mine. And the theme today that I'm going to be thinking about is come and find rest. Do you need to hear that this morning? Come this morning and find rest. Things may have been totally out of control and chaotic in so many different ways. Even just physically, you might be tired. Mentally, you might be tired. Spiritually, you might be tired. But how do we come and find rest today? Do you need it? Now, I know some of you are going to be saying, John, speaking about rest, all I ever tell him today is slow down and stop. And that's true. I was actually trying to explain to somebody yesterday that my natural rhythm is 100 mile an hour. So when I stop, I struggle to get back up going again. I need to be careful how I say this because Fiona gave me into trouble for saying this, but Wednesday was my birthday and I took the day off. And from my breakfast to my dinner, I was bored. To be honest, I got better after that, but I struggle to take time to rest. But I see the importance of it, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I want us to see that through what we're going to look at today. Because Jesus, in the two passages that I'm going to focus on, invites us today to come to him for rest. It's as simple as that. To come to him and experience true rest. And I want to explore what that is. Because ultimately, God designed rest. Think back to Genesis 2 and 2. After God had created the world and everything in it and saw it was good, on that seventh day, not that he needed to rest, but he took the time to rest. It tells us that on that seventh day, God rested. It was an example, I suppose, for us today. But hey, life doesn't stop, does it? We now live in a 7 day a week, 365 day, 24 hour 7 society. We're never disconnected. People come home for their work, but they're still connected with a phone or an email or whatever it is. We never get a chance to breathe. They never get a chance to stop. But God designed right at the start that the model would be take time and stop and rest. I'm not very good at that. But I can see the total benefit in it and the blessing in it if I get that right. To create space, a time for renewal, to be refreshed and to be recharged. We all need that, don't we? I know full well the risk of burnout because I've been there and I've done that and I've got the T-shirt. When I didn't rest and when I didn't have my focus where it should be, that's where I burnt out, that's where I broke. And thankfully, we've got a God of restoration today. And it's finding that rest in Him rather than everything else. Because the rhythm and pace of life today, in some ways, is totally out of control. And it affects us, not just physically and mentally, but it affects us spiritually, and we're going to see that. You'll know the time when you're thriving and the time when you're striving and you're keeping going. But you'll also know the time when you're broken and you find it hard. And the passage that I want us to look at today is in Matthew chapter 11. We'll look at other passages as well. But we catch the heart of Jesus as He completes a really short and simple prayer. And then He says these powerful words that I want you to take today and I want you to believe today and I want you to respond to today. Because let's read from Matthew 11, verse 25 to 28, right? And Jesus is praying here. It says, at that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. And Jesus was praying because He had just tackled and He continually tackled the attitude of the Pharisees and the religious leaders who literally never gave people a rest from religious rules and rituals. And Jesus had spoke to them and He'd recognized that people were getting so tangled up in all the stuff that they weren't seeing what it was and why it was that they should worship. And here we see Jesus and someone saying, listen, give us childlike faith. Help us to understand like little children. But then, verse 27, all things have been committed to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. But verse 28, as this prayer comes to an end, He says to the people that are there, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Is there anybody in here this morning that's weary and burdened? Is life and faith heavy? Well, what does Jesus say? Come to me. I will give you rest. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Wonder if you've ever thought about that before. We need rest for our souls, not just for the physical, the mental, but the spiritual. It says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus was trying to say to the people, listen, if you come to me, I'll give you rest and it's not going to be heavy. The life that I'm going to offer you, the life that I'm going to give you is something that you can take and you can enjoy and you can experience rather than it burdening you and pulling you back. Like the Pharisees living these religious attitudes and religious lifestyles. Jesus says, come and the lifestyle that I'll give you will bring rest because you're no longer held by all these things that are holding you back. I don't know about you, but sometimes when it comes to spiritual rest, I feel I've got this constant pressure to try and reach God, the constant need to prove myself before God. And that's tiring. Feeling guilty because we're no doing stuff, or we're no meeting spiritual targets that you might have set yourself. And you're beating yourself up about it. And it's heavy, and it's tiring, and it's weary, and it's a burden. It was never designed to be like that. The Pharisees created that. And we'll think about that in a wee second. Sometimes the expectation for others wears us down, doesn't it? I'm telling you, where's me doing? I'm just being totally honest with you. It's hard. I'll be brutally honest with you. It's hard to stand up here and share what God's been speaking to me, but it's even harder thinking, what are the other folks thinking? I know. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes the expectation of others is heavy, it's hard. Sometimes we can be overcommitted. Somebody said to me again this week, if you want to ask somebody to do something, ask a busy person. Because normally it's them that are totally committed. But that can be so tiring. And it doesn't just affect our physical and our mental, but it affects our spiritual lives as well. Jesus says, I want to give you easy. I want to give you light. I want you to give us something you can enjoy. You can get pleasure out of. But come to me, and I'll give you rest. And I love that today. I love that concept. Psalm 62, verse 1 says, truly my soul finds rest in God. He's my salvation. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. When your soul finds rest, that's true rest. Because you're no fighting and battling you. You're just trusting in him. Because what the Pharisees had done was religious, a religious burden. It was overbearing on the people of the time, and it had major difficulties and dangers. There was no chance that people were going to meet the criteria that the Pharisees had built out of God's law. And actually, Jesus chins them on it. And we'll look at that in Mark chapter 7, verse 8. Because rather than looking at the commands of God and what was important and what was focused, in Mark 7, verse 8, he says to them, you have let go of the commands of God and you're holding on to human traditions. In other passages in Matthew, he calls them hypocrites. Why are you binding people up? No. Come to me. And I'll give you rest. And the yoke that you'll carry will be easy. And the burden will be light. And with this repeated challenge that Jesus had brought them to look at what it was to really live a life of faith. Let me give you an example, right? I'm not very good at maths, but if I had to say to you today, in order for you to find peace with God and rest with God, you need to do 613 different laws and get them all right. Who thinks they're going to achieve that today? Nah. That was the problem. You imagine carrying that? That was the expectation. But then when one of the religious leaders came to Jesus and asked him about what the most important commandments was, what was the thing that Jesus wanted to focus on? Jesus gave them two things. And I believe in living and loving in these verses, we'll discover what it means to have rest and freedom. Mark 12:28 says, one of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, what's the most important? The most important one, Jesus answered, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And here it is, verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. Love God with everything and love each other with everything. How simple is that? That brings rest. Brings rest in relationships here and a relationship with God. When we love him with everything and we love everybody with everything, then we're going to experience that rest. In Ephesians, it talks about, Ephesians chapter 2, these verses say, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sin, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. And like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions." And it was these verses that really jumped out, because when I'm trying and when I'm struggling through to try and please everybody else and putting that burden of religious ritual on me, it says, it's by grace you have been saved. Totally of God's grace. It says, it's by grace you've been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in the kindness to us in Christ Jesus. And verse 8, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith." No, through what I've done or what I'm trying to do or what I'm trying to plead. No. That's tiring. That's heavy. That's all me. This passage is saying it's all Jesus. It says you've not, it's by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it's the gift of God, not by works. Because if it was based on works, we're also told in Scripture that we fall short every time of the glory of God. If it was down to me to find rest with God, it would never happen. It says, so that no one can boast. Listen to this, folks. "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us in advance to do." Today I want you to grasp the whole idea that finding true rest today is different to what we were talking about last week with peace. But finding rest in the knowledge that true rest is only found in and through Jesus. Rest for our souls, but equally rest in our lives. The past few weeks we've been thinking about let there be light, let there be peace, and today let there be rest. Because the pace of life and the pressures of life, we really need that promise of rest in life and in faith. Can I ask you today, are you tired? Are you weary? Are you feeling the weight? Are you feeling the weight of expectation? The weight of the world on your shoulders? Well, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will." That's a promise. It's for you. It's for me. How awesome is that? I will give you rest. He'll take the heavy. He'll take the burden. He'll give you the rest. Then we'll see the change. 1 John 5, verse 3. Let's just see that when we're loving God and when we're seeking his way and his will, then it shouldn't be a burden. It says, 1 John 5:3 says, "Loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." But we make it that way. Maybe through right motives, but it can literally burn us out. The encouragement that I want to give you today is take time out with Jesus. Take time out with Jesus. Trust him for that rest. When the storms have come unexpectedly, when life has hit you hard, when faith is hitting you hard, he says this morning, "Come to me." What's your response to that? When somebody asks you to come, you've got a choice to make. You're either going to sit where you are, or you're going to get up and move. You can move towards, or you can move away. But what do we do?